In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, Paul says, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day of the Lord shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." It is so deceptive and subtle. Paul said, we're not unaware of the way the devil works. When you're not unaware of the way he works, you see it. One of the things that you really need to look at is the sower sowing the word, and they receive the word with gladness, but then immediately the devil comes to steal that word from their heart. And often the devil makes you think it is God, and you cast aside the word that you were so happy about. I'll go into some detail about this. Let's look at Mark 4. Start at verse 14. The sower soweth the word. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. Verse 16, and these are they which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. Now I'm going to give you a very graphic example to help you understand this. That devil pretends to be God, and some people hear a plan of the devil and think they've heard from God. But really, the plan causes them to throw away the plan of God. And thinking that what they've heard is from God, they're following devils instead of God, and casting away the word of God. Now that may sound very complicated, but if you'll just listen carefully, I'll give you an example. We're having a meeting for the church at Pam's house in Colorado Springs on July 22nd through 26th. I had something brought to my mind that was a plan of God. And I knew it was. There's a woman in Houston who is by herself, and she could drive to Lubbock, Texas, or fly to Lubbock, Texas, and she and another woman could enjoy driving to Colorado Springs, which is about 400 miles and an easy drive. And they could enjoy each other's company and get to know each other. And I knew that was a plan of God. First, I called the one in Lubbock, and then I called the one in Houston. And both of them rejoiced. They thought that was a great idea. And the one in Houston said, oh, I can easily drive my pickup to Lubbock. She doesn't like to fly. And she said, I could drive easily up to Lubbock and spend the night at Sandra's house, and we could come on up to Colorado Springs the next day. And she was excited about it. You know how there's an excitement when God gives you a plan? She had that excitement. Sandra had that excitement. It was a great plan. The next thing I knew, the one in Houston had said, "I'm not coming to the meeting. I've got some health problems. I'm not coming." Blew totally out of the water. She thought she heard from God. This was 5 months before the meeting. She doesn't know what her health will be at that time, but God does. Here I am, and He gives me a letter to write to them to try to sort through this mess. And what part of the letter was, "You may not know what your health is going to be 5 months from now, but God knows. And He gave me a plan for you to come to Colorado Springs 5 months from now." He's not going to give me a message like that if you're going to be in the hospital. She heard, "Oh, better not go," or something, "because you might be sick." That's not exactly what she heard, but it's that idea. So she just backed out of the whole plan and closed the door on it. And she thought she heard from God. But I have proof it wasn't God. She dug her heels in just like it was concrete and let it freeze around her foot, so that she couldn't make any change. And just reaped hell through 1, 2, 3, 4 of us. Went through hell because of her. That's what the devil will do to you. Unless you really get solid. When a plan comes, you have to really be established by God. But I thank God that He showed me that it was His message for her to get to Lubbock and drive up with Sandra. Because He's not going to give me a message like that when she's going to be in the hospital at the time this happens and can't come. That's not going to happen. There's no shadow of turning with God. You better grasp that fast. We went through that battle with cancer on PAM, September 2022. She was diagnosed with bladder cancer. The doctor said if she didn't get treatment, she would be dead in 1 to 2 years. It was that serious. The treatment the doctor wanted to do is chemotherapy followed by surgery, taking the bladder out, and is irreversible. That's a really serious step. I said to God, "Now You put me here to live. You're not going to change your mind and kill Pam. That's not going to happen. This is illegal by the Bible. With God, there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. If God gives you a plan and the devil comes along and gives you an opposite plan, it is not going to be God changing the plan. The thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus comes, the Word comes, that we might have life and have it more abundantly." Which plan gave the joy? Which plan gave joy? Just look at the two plans. One was the excitement of going from Houston up to Lubbock, Texas, meeting another member of the body of Christ who, and staying at her house and coming up to Colorado Springs to a meeting where the church is gathering at Pam's house. Or the second plan, which is you might be sick and in the hospital. Now, which one brings joy? But there's so much ego involved when an individual thinks he's heard from God. Or there can be. And it was that way. And we couldn't turn her. We couldn't get her to see at all that she was following a devil by changing the plan. She was really excited about the plan. Joyful. She's not going to be excited about going to the hospital. Which plan is from God? See, the word comes to you, and then the devil comes immediately. Oh, you can't do that. You can't do that. You're going to be sick, and you're going to be tired, and you're going to. This isn't going to work, and this is going to happen, and that's going to happen. And he steals the word from some of you, stealing the plan, and everything blows up. But you could stop that. You don't have to accept the devil. And he comes as if he's God, bringing you a word, another word. And he comes to steal, kill, destroy. That's the way it works. The sower sows the word, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. God gives the word. And when they hear this word, they're excited about it, glad. But then Satan comes immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their heart. And these are they likewise, which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness. And they don't have any root in themselves. And so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth, for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they when the word is sown among thorns. They hear the word, but the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entering in choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. And that's exactly what the devil does. Now, look back here for just a minute at this 2 Thessalonians 2, 3, and 4. Verse 4, he opposes that word. He's exactly opposite from the word God has given. And he exalts himself, I'm God, above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God, and he convinces the person that they heard from God, which was opposite to what I delivered that was from God. I have had this happen so many times when I have delivered a message from God to an individual. That is the role of a prophet to do that. You carry the message God gives to that individual. God told Ezekiel they won't hear you because they're hard-hearted and impotent. I heard the word implacable over this woman in Houston. She's got her heels dug in concrete. But at first, she was just really excited about the plan. You can read Ezekiel chapter 3, verses 1 through 11. That shows you a lot. But the devil will come to steal, kill, destroy. Jesus says, I'm come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Here is a letter I wrote today to four people who were affected by what happened in this story. I'm going to read that letter to you. God often brings information, ideas concerning individuals. And I have to be faithful to God as a prophet of God to deliver every word that is brought to me that I believe to be from God. Thus, I called you, Linda and Sandra, to give you the plan where Linda could come from Houston to Lubbock, spend the night, and the two of you could drive together to Colorado Springs in July to the meeting. Both you and Sandra were very excited about doing this. I believe it was God's plan. Immediately, devils enter in to destroy the plan. This is not unusual. I can't even remember exactly what it was, the reason that the plan was changed, but I think it had to do with Linda's health. But don't we know that God knows what Linda's health will be like on July 22nd? Now, why would he send me a plan for her to go to Lubbock and drive to Colorado Springs on July 22nd if she's going to be in the hospital or have bad health? Why would God do that? Why would he give me the plan? See, it proves that it was of God. The plan was of God, and the devil entered in to confuse everything. That's not unusual. The message itself shows the health as God knew it. She was going to be all right. Though it could change now with all the trouble that's been caused, with all the strife, with all the worry and anxiety. It is important for you to understand. I have prayed that only those people that God wants will be in attendance at this meeting. I do not have a vested interest in either of you or in any other person coming to this meeting. Just those persons God wants. But clearly I see a devil working to stop the plan that I receive from God. And that I will not tolerate nor approve. But I know by the Bible, this is what to expect the devil to do after a word comes from God giving a plan. That devil's going to try to stop it. Mark chapter 4. The sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside, where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh the word that was sown in their heart. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, but have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. Then Linda changed the plan 5 months before the meeting to not come. Linda's not the only one involved in this story. Sandra is also involved and to be considered, since they were coming to Colorado Springs together. Now, what does Sandra do? I knew it was devils at work in this change, and I reported this to Linda immediately as a prophet of God. But she was sure it was God changing the plan. But I know the work of devils, and I never backed off that this was devils. Later, I was even brought the idea that Linda could fly to Lubbock, and that would be much easier than driving, even though she doesn't usually fly. And I felt assured this was an idea of God, which puts me in the position of presenting the idea. And as a prophet, I had to report this idea to Linda. The person who is a prophet has to report the idea. They have to be faithful to God in reporting the idea. The person that receives the information that the prophet gives has the responsibility to pray and let God establish the idea. We've got 4 months between now and the meeting. Plenty of time. But I think she just slammed the door shut on the idea of flying. I heard one word over the woman in Houston, and that is implacable. It is a scripture. You can look it up. Implacable, it basically means can't be changed. Very dug in. I see it in a vision. Like her heels are in concrete, and the concrete hardened around them, and she won't consider the other. Although she might now. But there's absolutely nothing of God in this. It's all devils trying to take the word away. But if I have a message, I must deliver that message being faithful to God. And I prayed, after all this happened, that God would loose me from Linda and not give me any more messages for Linda. Now, that may not be the will of God. God might give me more messages, and if so, I'll have to deliver them. But I sure don't want more messages for her. Again, you might like to read Ezekiel chapter 3, verses 1 through 11. And I wrote to them, and I said, I don't want to hear any more about this subject, though I will have to hear if God tells me. But I pray that God loose me from this and not give me anything else. It should not have happened. It is nothing but devils working and Linda allowing devils to talk through her. And Linda even thinking that they're God. See, they sit in the temple of God showing themselves to be God. And the people think it's God and follows them. And then I said, there's no shadow of turning with God. James 1:17. I see Linda as an immature person who does not understand how devils work. Most church people don't want to know how devils work. they would rather see only God. But we must learn these things. 1 John 4:1, Beloved, believe not every spirit. Putting your head in the sand is going against the Bible. You have to examine that thought and see whether it's from God. So the best defense is to understand how devils work and to know that when the word comes from God, immediately Satan moves in to try to block the word, to get you to change and go another direction. That's just what happens. And Paul said, we're not unaware of how devils work. We know this is the way they work. We recognize they're devils because we know how they work. No one can put his head in the sand. We must look at working of devils to understand how the devil will try to change the plan given by God. And that is one thing the devil always does. That's try to get you to go in the opposite direction. To try to get a person to cast away God's plan and follow the devil's plan. Making the devil God over himself, thinking it's God and it's the devil. I certainly pray that God give understanding to each one who reads this accounting. I know that's complicated. That's not going to stop the devil from using it just because it's complicated. And you will be the victim if you follow devils. Just keep remembering, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, to destroy. Jesus says, but I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. The word of God brought joy. The word of the devil brought sadness, destruction, and stole from the body of Christ. Thank you for allowing me to share this with you today.